White Daffodils and Red Tulips by Wonderlandian Geek. Read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom for this work is Skate the Infinity, with relationships for Tadashi / Oka, Joe / Cherry, and Longa / Reki. The rating for this work is teen and up, and the creator chooses not to use archive warnings. Additional tags for Tadashi / Adam in the past: Tadashi needs a hug, second chances, dope sketch, cute, sweet, getting together, the language of flowers, moving on, romantic comedy. Summary. A month after Ainosuke gets arrested, Tadashi is still trying to figure out his new place in life. Author's notes. This was initially going to be a one-shot, but I lost motivation after finishing this first scene. And the draft is going to be deleted in less than a week, so I guess I might as well post this now and make it a multi-chapter. Hopefully, this will help me get some sort of motivation back. As always, with my longer skate fix, thanks so much to my amazing GF for being my beta reader. Heart. Reader's notes. I'm recording this for Skate to 1 Million. Wonder, thank you so much for having blanket permission, and I hope you enjoy this. Chapter 1. It's been a month since Ainosuke got arrested. Tadashi has spent that month trying to relearn his place in the world. He got his own apartment, bought an entirely new wardrobe of casual clothes rather than suits, picked back up some old hobbies from his youth, and cut ties completely with the Shindo family. He surrounded himself with people who love skating for the right reasons, and was actually hired by Sakurayashiki-kun and Nanjo-kun to help with the bookkeeping for both of their respective businesses. He knows recovery is going to be a long, slow journey, but he's making progress, and that's what matters. One day, he gets an idea. Ainosuke had hurt several men and boys in his rampage as Adam. Maybe apologizing and resolving things with them will help absolve him of some of the guilt he's carrying with him for so many years. He mentions it to his therapist, and she agrees that if he thinks it'll help, it'll be a good course of action. He starts with Hasegawa-kun and Sakurayashiki-kun and the rest of their group. After he explains his plan to them, the founders help him compile a list of all of Adam's victims and their addresses. He spends the next few days writing and delivering letters and apologies to those Ainosuke had terrorized and hurt in his youth. But as he gets closer and closer to it, Tadashi starts dreading the last name on the list. Ainosuke hadn't just hurt him. He'd ruined his life. He'd skated him off a cliff. And Sakurayashiki-kun had said that the resulting injuries were so bad that he hasn't been able to skate in 10 years. A letter, even handwritten and hand-delivered, isn't going to cut it for this one. So the day he comes to the end of the list, he sighs, dresses in one of the few suits that he kept from his time with the Shindos, and sets out to the address written next to the name. It's only a short walk from his apartment, so he gets there right around 12:15, having left his apartment at noon. As he stands in front of the door, He finds himself hesitating. What if he doesn't want to hear this? What if he's so upset as soon as Tadashi explains why he's there, he just shuts the door and won't hear another word he has to say? What if he's forgotten? It has been 10 years. It's unlikely, but possible. He reaches out for one of the buttons on his jacket and freezes once he remembers the voice of one of Inosuke's aunts admonishing him for fidgeting with his clothes when he was younger. He's been staring at the door this entire time, rooted to the spot, too scared to actually knock, but refusing to leave before he gets out his apology. So he nearly jumps out of his skin when the door swings open, revealing a short brunette wearing denim coveralls. He's surprisingly cute. No, he can't think like that. He's here to apologize, not for romance. Besides, he's never been interested in anyone except for Inosuke. And everyone knows how that turned out. He doesn't even know what a healthy relationship looks like, much less how to start one. The brunette stops when he spots Tadashi frowning. Hi? He says, confused. Can I help you? Now or never, a voice says in his mind. He sucks in a deep breath before throwing himself forward into a deep bow and reciting the script he'd written in his mind on the walk over. My name is Kikuchi Tadashi. I'm a former personal secretary of Shindo Inosuke, better known in the local skating scene as Adam. I'm here to make any necessary apologies for what Inosuke did to you in your youth, and hold it, the brunette says, and Tadashi straightens, careful to keep his face from revealing his nerves and confusion. He sighs and rubs a hand down his face. Sorry, it's just I was on my way to work, and I'm already late. Can we walk and talk? Tadashi blinks, surprised. He wants to hear this? He's interested enough that he's willing to listen to Tadashi on his walk to work? He nods, and the brunette smiles and steps out of the doorway, closing it behind himself. All right, thanks. Come on. He walks past Tadashi, gesturing for him to follow, and starts making his way down the street. Tadashi quickly falls into step with him, and the two walk in silence for a few moments. He'd only scripted out the introduction in his mind. He hadn't had time to figure out what else he was going to say. And now they're walking together. It's even harder for him to think. The sun is in his eyes, his suit is pinched in places it never had before he started eating healthier this past month. He's still forcing his hand to stay down at his side instead of fidgeting with a button or a seam. And every time he so much as looks at the man he's supposed to be apologizing to, he feels his cheeks heat up and he has to look away. This is not ideal, but his mind won't let him leave until he gets the words out, so he forces himself to continue. I'm sorry for what happened, for what my employer did, Tadashi stammers. I can't honestly say he didn't mean to, but I don't expect you to forgive him because he ruined your life. But what do you mean he ruined my life? The brunette scoffs, shoving his hands into his pockets. Tadashi gapes at him, bewildered. You you can't skate anymore because of what he did. Isn't that, don't you? Nah, that was more me than him. Truthfully, I was never very good in the first place. It was stupid of me to get involved with someone who was clearly a bad dude, especially when I knew I couldn't really compete. I miss skating, yeah, but it's not like my life imploded because I can't do it anymore. It actually helps me focus on some of the important aspects of where my passions lie. It's only a few seconds later when he turns that unashamed grin on Tadashi that Tadashi realizes he's been staring at him. He clears his throat and swivels his head to face forward, nearly blinding himself by looking into the sun once again. I never thought of it that way. And you're happy with where your life is right now? He shrugs. Like I said, I do miss skating. So in a perfect world, I'd still be able to. But other than that, yeah, I'm happy. I like my work. And I like being able to help teens discover their passion for skating too. As he finishes speaking, Tadashi finally notices where the two are approaching. Dope sketch. The skate shop Kyon-kun and Hasegawa-kun work at, where he delivered Ainosuke's challenge to Kyon-kun a year ago. He hasn't been back since then, until now. The two teens are waiting outside. Hasegawa-kun sits on the ground playing a video game on his phone while Kyon-kun leans on his skateboard over him, watching over his shoulder. They look up at the footsteps and a smirk winds its way across Kyon-kun's face as he opens his mouth to speak. Knowing him, he's likely going to throw some snarky remark at the brunette for being late. But then he turns his gaze to Tadashi and blanches, losing his balance and nearing falling into Hasegawa-kun as his skateboard slips out from under him. Watch it, Hasegawa-kun says passively, scooting away from where Kyon-kun lays on his side on the ground. Sorry, dude, Kyon-kun groans, sitting up. His eyes find Tadashi again, and the smirk returns. Oh no. What are you doing with Oka, snake? Planning on stealing him away to a love hotel during our shift? Or, oh shit, is that why you're late? Tadashi just knows his cheeks turn almost the same shade as the teen's hair at the resulting image, but he just shakes his head. I thought we were past that, Kyon-kun. It's Reki, Hasegawa-kun says as he gets to his feet, reaching down to help Kyon-kun up as well. You'll never be past anything. I knew it, Oka says from beside Tadashi, laughing. I thought I recognized you from somewhere other than S when we were kids. You're Reki's love hotel guy. Tadashi's blush deepens, if that's even possible, and he clears his throat and turns away. Right, well, I should probably be heading home now. He starts heading in the direction of his apartment. You're already late, like you said, and I have work I need to catch up on too, so... Wait, let me get your number. That freezes Tadashi in his tracks. He turns to find Oka holding his phone out to him, open to a new contact, grinning again. It's almost on autopilot that Tadashi takes the phone, types in his number, and adds his name. Oka's grin widens as he takes the phone back and waves. Thanks for today. It was actually surprisingly cathartic. See ya. Okay, Tadashi breathes out. And with that, Oka herds his rowdy employees into the store. And Tadashi finally starts his walk back home. Well, this isn't how he'd expected today to go. He's fucked. The end. If you enjoyed this work, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments to the original author on AO3. Also, this was recorded for the event Skate to 1 Million 2025. It's a casual event for all types of fan creations and all pairings. So please consider joining us there as well. Thanks for listening.